Relief agency says one of its schools, now being used as a shelter at a Gazan refugee camp, has been damaged, reportedly killing at least 20 people. Thousands of homes are still without power in southwest England tonight after Storm Ciarán brought high winds and torrential rain. On Jersey, some children may not be able to go back to school until Monday. Here's local police chief Robin Smith.
We've taken, would you believe it, over 1,000 calls into the emergency services. Only 3 casualties. One's been discharged from hospital, and 2 remain under observation. Advice again, you know, stay at home.
A 74-year-old man's been arrested in Leicestershire in connection with the murder of a British woman in Italy. It's reported the body of Michelle Fiers, who was 66, was found near the central town of Cassoli. Rishi Sunak says he's achieved a major breakthrough at his summit on artificial intelligence at Bletchley Park. Tech firms building AI platforms have agreed to work with governments around the world to test them before they're released. In London tonight, the Prime Minister's had a public chat with Elon Musk, the owner of X and Tesla, about the risks of AI. Our deputy political editor Sam Coates was there.
They discussed an array of things, often veering right into the bizarre. At one point, the Prime Minister and Elon Musk both agreed on the importance of being able to switch off robots that had gone wrong. They were talking about AI in the context of the James Cameron Terminator films. I could barely believe I'm saying all of this.
The Bank of England is making gloomy predictions for economic growth. It says it's likely to flatline for the whole of next year. It comes as interest rates have been kept on hold at 5.25%. And what's being described as the last song from the Beatles is now out. Bandmates Sir Paul McCartney and Sir Ringo Starr took one of John Lennon's recordings from the late 1970s, Now and Then, completed it. That's the latest. I'm Tom Howrigan.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Just a tailgate, and you can break the bank for a Benz. But what's the
from Hereford, that was British country singer Sasha McVee with her latest single called Finer Things. This marks her seventh single since obtaining her green card and moving to Nashville back in 2017. She's played on the main stage at numerous festivals in the UK and in the US and was named the UK Country Radio Awards Female Vocalist of the Year back in 2015. She has since embarked on co-headlining tours with American artists such as Sonia Lee and American Young in the UK, as well as embarking on her own headline tour and opening acts for people such as Dustin Lynch, Luke Bryan, and Keith Urban in the States. You're listening to the Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. And on tonight's show, we have a special guest, Tainy Lord, who will be introducing her latest single called You Think You're All That. But next up, we have a new release from Carter Faith, who has just released a new EP last Friday. The EP is called Man, and this is the title track for you now, Man by Carter Faith.
This is a man's world, but women hold it up. I'm fragile, I'm delicate, so lucky for your love. This is a man's world, my pretty eyes can't see. I'll never know how hard it goes, but baby, you don't know me.
Lay in our grass and rest. making you late like a morning kiss. Life comes with a million questions up in the air this side of heaven. When it comes to me, don't spend no second guessing. I'll be a never have to wonder where you stand or where my heart's at, where I'm gonna sleep at night. I'll be by your side, ride or die, off into the sunset. Baby, you can bet on your life. I'll be in late night glass of red, the song that's in your head. If there's any doubt in your mind, you gotta never gonna ever run, never have to wonder woman. I never have to wonder woman. I never have to wonder woman. I'll be you, never have to wonder where you stand or where my heart's at, where I'm gonna sleep every night.
Born and raised in the small Canadian town of Weyburn, that was Tennille Art with Wonder Woman. She will be performing at the Grand Ole Opry House on the 7th of November alongside John Conley, Louis York and Mike Snyder. Upon releasing the song, she said, "We're one step closer to the new album." And lately, she's been having a lot of writing sessions with Alex Klein and Anderson Veltz-Cruz, and I hope that we get a new album from her soon. Be sure to stay listening to the show, as we'll be having special guest Tainy Lord on soon, all the way from Bristol on air. But for now, here's Matt Schuster with Last Fall.
Last fall, we were falling like the stars. 21 and chasing cars. It was happy ever after. Nothing mattered at all, except for you and me. Now it's hard to believe. Can't hardly take it. Heart is breaking. How we're changing with the leaves. And I can tell something's wrong. Ain't nobody said it. But if already gone is where we're headed, we might as well start dancing this burning room. It's gonna hurt like hell when the wind rolls right on through. Seasons change and flames burn out. I know it's all but over now, so baby lie to me until it's gone. Make it last fall. Last fall. Last fall. You were calling it forever. By November, I know it might come back around. It ain't looking like that now. So we over can tell something's wrong. And ain't nobody said it, but if already gone is where we're headed, we might as well slow dance in this burning room. It's gonna hurt like hell when the wind rolls right on through. Seasons change and flames burn out, I know it's all.
Everybody's singing about whiskey. Everybody's talking about tequila. Moonshine dripping in the moonlight. Lips tasting like sangria. There's always a time for strawberry wine, but it ain't that time right now. Don't buy me a beer when I'm sitting here. Give me something that's sweet going down. Rosé. Molly.
Us from Bristol. Welcome to the Night Shift. How are you this evening?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, we're here to discuss your new single. Your new single is called You Think You're All That, which was released only just yesterday. But for people who perhaps haven't heard of you or heard of your music before, how would you describe your approach to your own country sound?
It's funny because I think all of my songs sort of have their own sound and their own personality. I absolutely love slide guitar and my guitarists are amazing, so there's a lot of that featured in my songs, and that really gives the tracks a good country feel. And I love, if there's any way I can put slide guitar in a song, then it's going to be in there. But I like to fit the vibe for the good of that particular song. So some of my songs are more bluesy or rockier than others, and then some are more traditionally country, and You Think You're All That definitely is one of the more country twang sounding tunes. You listen to it straight away and you're like, yep, that is under that umbrella of country music.
Now, our listeners, when they're searching for you on Spotify, Apple Music, or any streaming platform that they listen to, they'll actually find you under Tainy Lord and the Crooks. Who are the Crooks?
So the Crooks are my band. So when I first started releasing music in, I think, about 2019, I was releasing music under the band name Tainy Lord and the Crooks. And yeah, none of us knew each other. I auditioned everyone. I put out, you know, adverts. And then, yeah, we all came together. And then we chose the name The Crooks, as there is a mountain near Bristol called Crooks Peak. We kind of saw it as like reaching the top of the mountain, aiming for the stars. So that's why we chose the name. But now I am actually releasing music as just Tainy Lord. So although I still have an amazing band, we have evolved so much now. So the guys said that they just don't feel the need to be identified anymore. And they just want me and my music to be able to shine. So yeah, it's just going to be Tainy Lord from here forward.
Distracted by song, in mid-conversation, I was listening all along. A sea of frustration, I lied to have a drink, lied to have a little dance. You get bored of me, boy, what is the chance? I'm left, I'm never on time, always a little late. I just take a look. My heart ain't always clear on my sleeve, but that don't mean you gotta leave. I'd laugh, I'm never on time, always a little late, always make my mind. Laugh at fate, bad movies sometimes, I gotta speak my mind. Laugh at fate, cry movies sometimes, I got up my guard, but a show love hard. Hard to love, I'm never on time, always a little late, always speak my mind.
Every single British country artist has a different story of how they get into music. A lot of people say they got into country music by if their parents listened to it. Some people say they got into country music by watching the TV show Nashville. How did you find yourself discovering country music while living in Bristol?
So my nan was the first person to get me into country music. She used to pick me up from school and she'd play this one Dolly Parton CD. It was like, I can't even remember. I think it was like the best of Dolly Parton or something like that. And I knew every single word to that CD backwards. She eventually gave me the CD. It was battered because I loved it so much. I just used to play it and play it and play it. We'd sing duets in the car. I was Dolly. She was Kenny. It was a whole thing. And yes, it was really my nan that got me into country music at such a young age. And I just loved it ever since then. And yeah, I've lived in Bristol my whole life. So I started gigging when I was about 14 in local music venues and clubs. And yeah, I've kind of never looked back. I've always been performing in some kind of aspects for a long time now. And Bristol's so eclectic. There's a lot of music going on here. Not necessarily country music, but if you get the right crowd, people are definitely willing to accept country music in Bristol, which is amazing.
Now, going back to you saying about the Dolly Parton CD that you and your grandma used to listen to together, did you have a particular Dolly Parton song that you'd say is your favourite, even now to this day?
Oh my gosh, I couldn't pick, I don't think, because I love them all so much. But I remember loving the song Joshua, and not many people know Joshua. I think it's like, yeah, it's not one of the songs that people think of initially, but I loved Joshua. I'd sing it all the time, like walking around as a little kid. So I'd say Joshua, yeah, but there was so many songs on that album. I couldn't choose. I loved her Backwards Barbie album when I got a bit older. I think she released that when I was around 10 years old. And it was my birthday and my nan took me to see Dolly in concert when I was like 10 years old. And it was the best day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
vicious man, and you better not set foot on his land. But I didn't think nobody could be that mean, so I took me out walking down the railroad track. I was gonna go down to that little old shack and just find out if all them things I'd heard was true. There was a big black dog laying out in the yard, and it howled at me, and I swallowed hard, and I heard somebody say, "Well, who are you?" Oh, and there he stood in the door of that shack, and his beard and his hair was long and black, and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen. When he spoke, his voice was low and deep, and he just didn't frighten me, 'cause somehow I just knew he wasn't mean. He said, "What you doing snooping around my place?" And I saw a smile come across his face, so I smiled back and I told him who I was. He said, "Come on in and pull you up a chair. You might as well since you're already here." And he said, "You can call me Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, what you doing living here all alone? Joshua, Joshua, ain't you got nobody to call your own? No, no. Home, and just like him, I was all alone. So I said, "Yeah," when he asked if I'd stay. Well, we grew closer as time went on, and that little old shack, it was a happy home, and we just couldn't help but fall in love. That big black dog and that little old shack, sitting down by the railroad track, it's plenty good enough for me and Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, why, you're just what I've been looking for. Joshua, Joshua, you ain't gonna be lonesome anymore. No, no. Yeah, lady, oh, lady, lady. Ba, 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 ba. Me and Joshua. Me and Joshua.
I was gonna say, very, very fortunate, because she's obviously like, announced that she's not going to be touring anymore, so... Very, very jealous to have heard that you got to see Dolly Parton.
I know.
Now, I feel like when you see someone live, it then influences your own live shows. But for you, when it's not festival season or where you're not performing your own shows and when you're not on tour, what do you do outside of music?
I'm going to sound really boring and say that music is my life, and I don't really have any hobbies aside from music. I sound like such a well-rounded person. But... So when I'm not performing live, I'm songwriting or recording or getting ready for new music releases. And I love attending gigs and concerts and festivals. So I'll be doing something and to do with music in some aspect. If I'm not performing, I'll be listening to it. I'll be songwriting. So yeah, that's kind of my life, really.
Who's still on your to see gig list at the moment?
Although he's come to the UK so much and he's obviously just performed, I've still never seen Luke Combs live, which I would love to see. I've just missed him every time he's come here. I'd love to see Reba McEntire. I've never seen her. I love Reba. Yeah, I mean, I've got a big list going on. We might be here for a while, so I'll say those two for now.
Now, your new single, You Think You're All That, was released only just yesterday. What actually inspired you to create the song?
So although I am 25 now, I actually wrote this song when I was a teenager, and I think I'd either just finished school or I was at college. I don't really remember, but I was a teenager at the time, and I wrote it about a friend I had and how she couldn't really see that she wasn't being a very good friend, and that the friendship was very one-sided, even though we've been friends for a very, very long time. So the lyrics are definitely brutal, although the song is upbeat. The lyrics kind of hit some harsh home truths, but at the time, I knew I could never say these harsh things to someone's face. I'm not very confrontational at all, so this was kind of writing in my diary in a way, and it was a way for me to get my emotions out. So yeah, that's what the song's about.
Now we're going to play the track for our listeners. Now, would you like to introduce the track?
I would, thank you. This is Taney Lord, and you're listening to my new single, You Think You're All That, on The Night Shift, Phoenix 98 FM.
Follow Taney Lord on all of her social media. You can find her on Instagram at Taney Lord and on Facebook at Taney Lord Music. She's actually going to be doing two live performances this month. The first one is live in the living room as part of the Clue Country's Writers Round, and her second performance is at the end of the month at London's Buck and Ball Saloon at the Phantom Peak. You've been listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. And this is Brooke Lee with I've Been Thinking.
I've been thinking about a six-shift Chevy with an Elvis bobblehead up on the dash. I've been thinking about the blacktop singing while the radio is playing Johnny Cash. And getting too far gone to find where I'm going, where the land wind gets blowing. I wanna see it all, wanna take it in, wanna burn the tires, wanna let them spin, wanna leave yesterday in the rear view. Wake up somewhere I've never been to. I wanna chase the wind, wanna raise the sun, wanna do everything that I've never done. Gonna do it all.
stick shift Chevy with an Elvis bobblehead up on the dash. I've been thinking I don't know where I'm going, but I ain't gonna find it looking back.
What's your favorite food? Where do you spend your time on the weekends? What's your favorite song? Do your parents get along? I'm bored to death, can you see it? I'm twisting my thumbs as he sips from his cup. Good, I bet a conversation with my ceiling. He's grabbing my knee as I'm trying to leave. That's the first time and last time I'll see him. Your mind, tell me things that you always held secret, and I'll hold them close. How could I ever go back to shallow when I know you're the deepest? Stay back and take a good look at everything we have. I don't think it gets any better than that. If you let go, don't know if I'll recover. I can't take another. I can't learn somebody else all over again. I'm your rose perfume. When you near me, the grass grows greener too.
She doesn't care what your favourite colour is. That's Ashley Kutcher's new single. The song is a follow-up to her last single called Matchbox, which was released back in August and was also the fifth single of 2023. The track was written by Ashley Kutcher, Sarah Perez and Stephen Martinez. Now, she's in no relation to Ashton Kutcher. She's completely separate. But one band I want to kind of rotate now and redirect is one British band who is really diving into the American country scene right now, and they are called The Wandering Hearts. AJ, Chess and Tara. The trio have been experimenting with a 60s Western edge sound recently, and they've really have released yet another single to showcase their new direction. This is The Wandering Hearts with Still Waters.
Hello again. Could you trust me to take the reins? Something's different now. Are we okay? Running through a crowd never getting through. Choices in the air hanging around me like ghosts. My body's made up, but my mind is a mess. So hard to focus when I feel like this. Drowning out noise I don't wanna hear. Sometimes it's better when it isn't here. Still waters run deep. Alone again, incessant, insatiable me. Thought I was searching for peace, foolishly feeding peace.
Time will come. place. With every mile between the pain of this old town is where I am now. Stopped out on an older road, just outside of Indio, to rest my sore eyes and wait for the light.
Serafia with her single called Dark Horses. Before Serafia began her career in country music, she moved to Texas on a basketball scholarship, but after an injury she gave up basketball. She has also sang the national anthem for several sporting events, including the NFL, the NHL, the MLB, UT Sports and F1. Our next band also root from the south of the states, originally known as the Cadillac Black. Jaron Johnston, Kelby Ray and Neil Mason now tour as the Cadillac 3. All three members were originally in another band called American Bang, but after member Ben Brown left, they rebranded themselves in a more country rock direction. They've just released a new album through Big Machine Records called The Years Go By, and this next track is taken from that very album. This is the Cadillac 3 with Go to Bed Lonely.
Pulling in your driveway, I could be here to lights on. You're sliding over my way, kissing a little bit, a little small town. Oh yeah, I think we both know, yeah.
We ain't gotta say goodbye, we ain't gotta say goodbye.
on 88 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.